Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you. We are going to handle today a little bit differently. I will explain to you coming up in just a bit. I am here. Rob is here. I believe we have full shows every day this week, but Thursday. Thursday is a national holiday. I will not be here. I'm not entirely sure if Rob will be here or not. I actually think that Rob should probably work on Thursday, but you know what? That doesn't have anything to do with me. I will not be here on Thursday. We have so much to get into in today's show. Usually on Mondays, we talk to Denny Matthews at 3 o'clock. I told Denny, you know what? Go enjoy your day off. I told Denny Matthews, you know what? We'll call you on Tuesday. Vern asked to come on the show today. I said, no, thank you. Ryan Lefebvre, you know what? We don't need you guys today. I want you guys to enjoy your off day, and we'll catch up with you down the line. I'll explain what I mean coming up in just a bit, but I want to remind you guys to be listening to the show every day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. And number two, tell one person to check out the show. I mean, it'd be great if you tell two people to check out the show, but you know what? I'm not going to be that upset about it. If you could just tell one person to check out the show, you know what? I would greatly appreciate it. Now, I understand that there is a lot of frustration out there about the Kansas City Royals. I am also frustrated. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed in the Royals. And usually, I think this is where there is a listener expectation. You guys want me to come in here all hot and bothered, piss and vinegar, and spit flames toward the Royals. That's not how I feel. You know what I want to do? I want us to come together. I want us to gather around in a circle, and I want us to do a spiritual cleanse from the Royals. I told Rob earlier today, we will not talk about the Royals outside of this segment. We are going to take trips around sports. We're going to talk hockey today. We're going to talk a little golf of the U.S. Open. We're going to talk to somebody who covers the current and sport in Kansas City today. I do not have any interest in talking about a team that lost every game last week. I went to Jack Caglione Day. I went to their Saturday game against the A's. They lost both of them. They lost every game in the middle. In the past two weekends, they have lost to two of the three worst teams in baseball and the two worst teams in the American League. I'm not going to let them upset me. It is a beautiful day outside. It is a lovely day outside. And I don't want to put that energy into the atmosphere. So this is what I would like to do. I'd like for you to grab the person's next to you hand and I want to do a deep spiritual cleanse for the Royals. We will not talk about them after this segment, not even in the 5 o'clock hour. We're not mentioning them anymore. The Royals are off today. I'm off from talking about the Royals today. We can talk about anything else that you want to talk about. Now, I assisted ChatGPT just to help me out. I just wanted to channel some of their spirit for this spiritual cleanse. Rob, if you can give me a little bit of music as we go down this journey together. Let's proceed. Long-suffering Royals fans everywhere, we gather today not in anger, not in confusion, not in frustration, but we gather today in hope. The Royals have stumbled. The offense nowhere to be found. The bullpen struggling. So we use today to cleanse. We use today to release the errors, banish the yips, and we ask that you cast out the base-running demons. Rob, we are going to call upon the spirits of past Royals greats like George Brett and Amos Otis and John Mayberry in 2015 Alcides Escobar to help this team, to guide this team. We ask for the baseball gods to deliver us a fresh reset, a clean slate, and some offense. We align the chakras of the rotation. Can someone go out to Kauffman and sage the dugout? We light incense inside the batter's box. Please speak power into Jack Caglione's bat, who has come nowhere close to hitting a home run this year, and heal the bullpen's arms. Rob, I promise you, from this moment on, we will never speak on this week again. We will not speak on being swept by the A's, who don't have a home, or losing a series to the White Sox, a team that the Royals have pummeled for two consecutive seasons. We will not mention the wild card standings. We are using today to breathe hope. We are using today to breathe optimism for the future. To Bobby Witt Jr., we speak power into your swing. To the offense, we plead that you score some runs. We will manifest wins. We will trust the process. We will keep the faith. Please use this time as a cleansing from everything that has ailed us, cheering for the Royals so far this season. We rebuke this slump that they are going through and hope to reclaim the vibes. Rob, we are the Royals. Would you like to say a few words as we move on from the Royals today?
I mean, they need an off day. We need an off day. That was a rough, rough week. We'll take a break today. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Denny will be on the show. Vern will be on the show. We'll talk about a series of the Rangers, the battle to get back to 500. We'll do all that tomorrow. Maybe some on Wednesday, Friday too. We're just taking a break today.
I think that's the right thing to do. I think that's the best thing. Someone texted in, CDOT, the city wants to hear about the Royals. It's the summer. Today's not the day for you then. I would highly advise you to come back. What I don't have in me is to talk about a team that lost every day last week. There's other things that are happening. I look forward to discussing those things with you as the day progresses. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
On 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com. Some of you were very upset on the text line, and I completely understand it. The Royals are off today. We are off today. I think today that we all just need a break from one another, you know? We need a break from one another. Last week was a big week. You know, the Yankees were in town. It was Jack Caglione Day at the stadium. Everybody was excited. Everyone wanted to be there. The Royals averaged 28,000 fans a night these last few games or so. This was a big, very important homestand for the Royals. They lost every single one of them. We are at rock bottom right now for the Royals. I don't want to spend the entire day just beating up on the Royals. The A's did a good job of that this weekend. So you know what we're going to do? We're just going to take a day off from the Royals. We'll be back tomorrow. Denny will be on the show. Vern will be on tomorrow. We'll get a national person. Hey, what do the Royals need to do to get right back on track and get back to the playoffs? But today we need a woosah, you know? You and your wife aren't planning on getting a divorce, but sometimes it's beneficial for you just to sleep downstairs in the basement. She's upstairs, you're downstairs. Why don't we just have this time apart? And then tomorrow, why don't we talk about it and move forward? That's what we need today with the Royals. We just need a break. All of us need a break. I'm tired of watching them get hits with nobody on and two outs and they get a single. I can't do it anymore. I don't have it in me to do this for 4 hours today. I'd rather talk about things that make me happy, things that excite us. Coming up in a little bit, Rob, we're going to talk a little KC Current. They're the winningest team in the city right now. I highly encourage you to go out there. Patrick Mahomes was out there this weekend. That's the only win he saw in person. He went to two Royals games this week. They lost both of those games. He went out to the Current. They won 4-2. We're going to head out to the Current Stadium coming up in just a little bit. I do want to start off, I guess, our day talking about this, because this is something, honestly, that is a bit confusing to me. A lot of you are parents of a kid who does youth sports. Now, youth sports are a really, really good thing, and a lot of lifelong memories are created through playing youth sports. But I spend enough time on the internet, and I spend enough time absorbing content
all of the adults seem to not like youth sports, which then make me wonder, then why are we not doing something about it? Aren't we the ones in charge? The kids aren't in charge in youth sports. It's the adults. It's the parents that go take their kid to these games. It's the parents that sign up for this system. I mean, if the parents just all came together and fought back against the system, wouldn't the system change? I was thinking of this because LeBron, he has a podcast right now with Steve Nash. He did this a couple of years ago with J.J. Redick. Now J.J. Redick is his head coach. So he has now moved on, and he's now doing this with Steve Nash. They had a conversation about youth sports. Here's LeBron James.
Right before the 4th of July, that was the last, like, AAU tournament. And then you didn't play again until the fall when they cracked back up. Yep. Now there's, like, tournaments, right? 4th of July, right after the 4th of July. There's more tournaments in August. There's more tournaments, like throughout the whole summer.
There's money to be made.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. and myself and Savannah, we've told our kids, like, this is not an all-year-round thing for you guys. One, we don't want y'all to burn the hell out. Yeah. And two, there needs to be some family time involved as well, too. Like, you know, so we get it. We know y'all want to play or whatever the case may be, but there needs to be family time as well. And also, when you get away from things, it actually makes you even more hungry to get back to it.
Right.
And that's the burnout thing that we were talking about. You know, it allowed them to come home and, okay, now it's your turn. You want to play the video game? Yeah. Go ahead, play the video game. You know, you want to just hang with your friends? All right, cool. Sure. That's not going anywhere.
Right.
You know, but I had an opportunity to be a part of it for so long because I grew up in that system as well.
LeBron James is probably the shining example of AAU sports. I mean, in AAU camp is when he developed on the scene. You guys have probably heard the story. LeBron's a freshman, sophomore. People haven't really heard of LeBron. He's not really a national prospect. There was a prospect named Lenny Cook. He was supposed to be the next up out of New York City. LeBron dominated him at that camp and really started to become a national name in basketball. And obviously, we've learned, turned out pretty well for LeBron. LeBron is telling you, hey, this system burns out your kids, and there needs to be a balance between playing basketball, also having family time, and just being a normal kid. This is LeBron James telling you this. He came up in his system. He has one kid that has already come up through this system and is currently in the NBA, and another one of his kids that will also be a D1 player and has a very good chance of going to the NBA. I think this is a subject that LeBron is fairly knowledgeable about. We have also heard enough basketball parents, football parents that also talk about the importance of playing multiple sports. Patrick Mahomes is not Patrick Mahomes if he only plays football as a kid. He also played basketball. He also played baseball. He also played all of these other things. And then eventually, hey, I want to be a quarterback. I want to play football, and then developed as a quarterback and has turned into the best quarterback in the world. There's plenty of examples of those kind of players. I was also listening to a podcast yesterday. Jeff Teague has a very popular podcast, and he was talking about how his kids are now coming up, and he just simply won't let them play travel ball. You're in fourth grade. Why are we going to Baltimore so you can play other fourth graders? There's no college coaches here. You aren't getting recruited. Just play kids in your own area. Right now is for you to learn the game, develop those kind of skills, learn how to dribble, learn how to move without the ball. You don't need to go to Baltimore to learn how to do this. My question is very, very simple. And a lot of you spend a lot of money for your kids to participate in youth sports, and that's perfectly fine. All of the people who have successfully come through this system are telling us, hey, this system is wrong. This system is bad and needs to be fixed. So my question is, why do we keep signing kids up for this system? I can give you countless numbers on, hey, if your kid keeps pitching and starts pitching at a young age, the likelihood of him having serious elbow trouble at a young age. Maybe your kid shouldn't be doing that. We already know about playing tackle football at a very young age. It's not really good for developing brains. Why are we signing kids up for a system that we don't think works? And why, as we now the adults that sign your kids up for this system, why are we not doing more to completely change the system that we have kids signing up for? That's my question.
On top of all that, which are all fair questions, in my opinion, and I'm not a parent. Something I've noticed from afar, though, is it seems like youth sports are more and more expensive, and they're more and more about, you know, pay to play than anything else. Think about it. Think about all like the major, like it's a premier team. It's an select team. It's a even AAU. It's a, you know, put a title on it for a different sport. Basically, the concept is you pay more money and then you get to be on a better team and a better team. Now you pay more and more money and you go to bigger tournaments, better events. You travel. It feels like the days of, and it was happening when we were kids this way too, the days of, you're a really good athlete. You play baseball with your friends in the summer. You play football with your friends in the fall. You play basketball with your friends in the winter. Lather, rinse, repeat until eventually you turn, you like one, you play a couple sports in high school and you've developed an elite athlete and the people whose job it is to find you, find you. It seems like now we're telling fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth graders, pick a sport right now, pay a big premium from your parents to be in these select invitational tournaments, and that's how you get noticed. In reality, the people who are paid to find the best athletes will find the best athletes, but now it just feels icky, like there's a pay-for-play, and because of that, you got kids playing winter baseball, you got kids playing simulator baseball in the winter, you got them playing a summer, a spring, another summer, a fall, and a tournament schedule. Of course kids are burnt out of baseball and basketball. It's all they do 12 months. They have school and this. It's like a job. That we have to fix this for the kids.
I mean, I don't think we are fixing it. Like right now, someone just sent in, hey, I coach in class six. U Sports is now a business. It's no longer about the kids. This is my question. I'm not being critical to this person. I don't know who they are. You're a coach. If all the coaches feel this way about it being a business, then what are we doing to not make it a business and get it realigned and refocused on what it actually should be about? Some of the most prominent memories that you have as a kid are from playing sports. Some of your lifelong friends you met through playing basketball, through playing football, through playing whatever sport. I feel like the goal of U Sports is not to get a scholarship. Sure, that's one of the things that can happen, but it also teaches you a lot of really important things about yourself and how to handle high stressful situations, how to work well with others, how to listen, how to be part of a team. They just seem like really important life skills that we should be teaching kids along the way. Someone just texted in, CDOT, these feel like tired stereotypes against U Sports. I mean, I can sit here and play for you audio clip after audio clip from people who have gone through this system and numbers that tell you, I don't think that these are stereotypes. Draymond Green just yesterday said that basketball is no longer for poor people. Basketball is only for rich people. That's not what basketball was 20, 30 years ago. Basketball was for a lot of kids a way to make it out of a poverty situation. Basketball is the one thing you can go outside and you can shoot around and play by yourself and then get good enough that you can change the fortunes of your family. That's not what basketball is anymore. We talk all the time about how baseball is super expensive and how a lot of kids don't have access to play this. Like, we've made sports not accessible for children? That doesn't seem like the goal of what it should be. It seems like the goal should be to try to get as many kids into sport as possible. Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, people look at it like a potential lottery ticket. You have to keep playing until you hit the jackpot. I certainly think that's the case in a lot of different situations. I really think it's twofold. I don't think a lot of parents have the vision of their kid going to the NBA, playing professional baseball. I think a large majority of parents are very realistic about what sports can lead to for your kid. But I do think there's a lot of parents that are simply just pushing their kids to just try to get a scholarship. Hey, maybe you won't go off to be Bobby Witt Jr., but maybe you can go to a school that will 100% pay for your education, or between other scholarships you can get school paid for, which is a big step up in life if you are 21, 22 years old with either no student loan debt or very minimal student loan debt. So I do think there's a lot of kids that are being pushed in that direction because mom and dad maybe don't have a way to pay for school. This is a way to pay for school. So you better get really good at playing basketball in order for you to go to college. I do think that's a situation for a lot of families.
I think you kind of alluded to it there. I wonder if the fact that we're telling kids to be so specialized in a certain point so early is leading to the burnout. I remember we had HUD on the show. It was the day after CAG's first ever game. We had Rex Hudler on the show. And we were talking to him about CAGs and everything. And he mentioned how baseball's different now. CAG's been playing baseball full time for however long. When he was a kid and he'd come up in high school, he was playing multiple sports. He was a multiple sport athlete. Patrick Mahomes was a multiple sport athlete. I think nowadays parents are telling kids at a younger and younger age, hey, pick one. And when you only play one sport and it becomes a year-round thing, of course you burn out. Carrington, even as an adult, things me and you like, if you told us to do that, you know, 24-7, 365, we as adults would get burned out. We're telling 12-year-olds, hey, you got to quit baseball, and you got to quit soccer, and you got to quit tennis, and you got to quit swimming, and you are a basketball player now, and you're going to play in 9 AAU tournaments from January to December. You are basketball only. Well, no duh, at 17, they're tired of basketball. That's a full-time gig for a kid.
I want to play this audio for you guys because today we are doing a cleanse. We're not going to talk about topics that upset us. We're not going to talk about teams that upset us. We're going to live in a very peaceful place today, a very happy place, a very positive, hopeful, optimistic place today. So, Rob, part of that is going to be going through some of the old files that we have in the system. Audio that makes me and you smile. Audio that makes me and you happy. Tomorrow, we'll get back to our regular structure of the show. But today, we're going to do the show a little bit different. I want to talk about the U.S. Open that happened. I want to talk about the Stanley Cup that's 3-2 right now, and the Florida Panthers looking to hoist Lord Stanley's Cup. Travis Kelce's going to Game 6. Those are the things that I want to spend today talking about. Coming up momentarily, we're actually going to talk a little KC Current, as they're the best team currently in the city. But Rob, as me and you are going through the audio and we're playing clips that we like, you know what? This feels like a perfect way to kick off this bit.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much. Well said, very articulate, well communicated. If you guys have some audio clips that you'd like to hear, send in some suggestions. 913-586-7965. Rob, you know we have to play our favorite one at some point. There's an audio clip that you and I both love equally. We will play that over some point today. We are cleansing our minds. We are cleansing our body. And we are removing having an entire losing homestand. I mean, from the moment you opened up, from the moment you closed, all you did was lose last week. We're not focused on that. We're not discussing that. We're going to be positive. We're going to be upbeat. And we're going to head to the phone line right now to be joined by PJ Green, who was at the Current game this weekend covering it. PJ, how you doing today, my man?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing fantastic. Happy to have you on the show today. I highly encourage people to do this. I imagine you do as well. If you haven't been out to a Current game yet or seen the Current stadium up close, I highly advise people to do it. It is a very fun environment to go catch a game.
No, most definitely. I always tell anybody who comes here, I'm like, this is going to be the best sporting spectacle, period. It's led by women. So, I mean, there's already that. And like the air, just even when you walk, you know, from wherever you park, you walk through the stadium, like you can just feel that it's just a very positive energy from the fans to even opposing fans. Like, it's full of local vendors. It was made, like, everything in that stadium was made intentionally. And plus, there's great soccer on the pitch. So it's a win-win for anybody who comes into that stadium. I always tell people that should be a spot that you go before you leave Kansas City.
One thing that really stood out to me when I got a chance to catch a game was you can tell that there was a lot of intention on it being local and great pride in it. Like, all of the food places are like local restaurants and local business. Like, this was a stadium that felt like it was made by Kansas City for Kansas Citians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And then it kind of adds to the mantra, into the lore of just it being the first stadium built for a professional women's soccer team, just for that team, not for anyone else. And there's no concerts. You might see other sporting events there, but that stadium is made for only the KC Current and just for them in mind. And especially to keep it local, always give back to the local vendors. And I mean, you can go there and get a Martin City pizza, and you can go there and get some local barbecue. Like, it's just, and then watch the soccer game. It's an all-time amazing experience whenever you go to CPKC.
I don't think people notice this about the Current. I mean, they might be the best home team in sports this side of the Kansas Jayhawks. Like, they simply don't lose mm-hmm. when they play home games.
Yeah, it's really incredible what they do when they play at home, especially because and it started ever since they even opened the stadium last season. I mean, it's been a dominant home stand for the most part. I mean, everyone kind of has the chance. They have the names for their favorite players, like Michelle Cooper. Whenever she does something, it's not booze, it's Coop. So, like, the whole crowd does that. Whenever Timwa Chawinga does anything, everyone stands on their feet, and you can just feel the vibration of the stadium. It's just really an incredible experience, and it's really powered by the fans. That's why it's also such an incredible experience, just because the fans make it that way with their positive energy also.
Right now, we're talking to PJ Green. He covers news in Kansas City. He was at the Current game this weekend. What is it like when Patrick Mahomes is in attendance? The only game that I've been to, it actually was the first game, so it was just caught up in everything. The stadium was new. Mahomes was there. They did a flyover. What is it like when he shows up for a regular game like he was on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, whenever Patrick Mahomes or Andy Reid is in the stadium, I mean everyone lights up. You know, I mean, the stadium was built to be local, and then what makes it even better is that the local teams also come out and show support all the time. Even if Patrick wasn't a part owner of the team, I'm sure he would be there consistently because his wife also loves the sport. I mean, the Chiefs have made it almost a yearly tradition that they bring their rookies and young guys to not even just the Current game, but every sporting event in Kansas City. So it's become a tradition. And everyone lights up when they see Mahomes on screen. Everyone screams. They see Andy Reid on screen. And even the Current head coach, Vlatko Andonovski, him and Andy Reid have a relationship now that they just always talk whenever they see each other. So it's never a surprise when they see each other anymore. It's just a common theme at this point.
Yeah, I think that's a really cool part about the KC Current is you talk about the fan buy-in, and that's certainly there. A lot of people love and support the Current. A lot of people around the city as well, and I think Patrick and Brittany do a really good job to what you just mentioned of, hey, getting other people to go out there and always show supports. Athletes know what other athletes have to go through to play at this top level, and he and his family, they've done a really good job constantly showing support.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't even try to throw their names all over it. That, I think that's a good thing, too, is that, I mean, if folks follow the Current, they know that the owners are Angie and Chris Long. Those are the main primary owners. And then Pat and Brittany are on the back end. But if you talk to Angie and Chris, they will say how influential Brittany is just on the marketing side of it. Like, she's kind of one of the main reasons that the Current are everywhere, all over the city. Once you land in the airport, once you take, the train or you take the streetcar, like, you're going to see those players. You're going to see on the poles all over the city. It's a whole local effort. It's very intentional.
PJ, a couple of questions here. We want to learn a little bit more about you. Give us one restaurant recommendation. Not a barbecue restaurant, not one of the more popular restaurants. Just shout out a restaurant that you like going to.
A restaurant that I like going to. Let me see. I do like Italian Sausage Company in Gladstone. It's a little small spot. They serve a little sandwiches, a little Italian flavor. So I stay up north, and it's not very far from me. So that's a place that I definitely enjoy going to.
That is PJ Green joining us on the show today. Be sure to follow him on Twitter by PJ Green. He works for the Kansas City Star. He also covers the KC Current. PJ, man, happy to have you join us on the show today.
Appreciate y'all finally giving me the call.
Absolutely, PJ, man. We appreciate it. That's PJ Green coming on the show today, man, talking a little KC current. Rob, is there a restaurant idea that you would like to throw out right now? A lot of people having date nights. The Royals are off today. Maybe you're not into the NBA Finals. You're looking for a place to go get a drink. You're looking for a place to have a nice meal on the patio. Rob, is there a place you'd like to throw out today for the people to check out on a Monday date night?
You're looking for like more hole in the wall or like, hey, you kind of know the vibe.
Wherever you want to throw out there for the people. If you want to give one of each, we'll take that.
I'm trying to think here because it is great patio weather. There's a lot of great patios in town. I would suggest you're looking for a little Mexican food. Everyone loves Mexican food. It's an incredible cuisine. I would say either Red Bridge or Brookside Barrio. Good patio, good Mexican food, perfect on a Monday night, a little margs and chips and salsa. That would be my, hey, go hit a patio up, you know, and enjoy yourself on a Monday night. Give yourself the day off and enjoy yourself a marg on the patio. That'd be my move for you today.
No, you know what? I think that's a really, really good idea. I am going to make my suggestion. It's called Sakura. It's a sushi restaurant. I think it's on like 95th and Neiman. So they have this like truck that goes around. They put your sushi on the truck and it, you know, trains around. It drives around and you just pick the sushi off the train and then you eat it. And then they calculate the plates at the very end of it. A very nice low-key spot to eat, especially during the week. You're going to be able to go in there. You're going to be able to instantly sit down. It's kind of cool to watch the train go around. You pick your sushi up. You and the young lady are vibing. You're having good conversation. You're taking sake bombs. Next thing you know, you had a really good time. It was a $40, $60 meal. And then you drive back to the city. Sakura Sushi. That's what I'm going to throw out there as my low-key spot for people to check out today. This is what I mean. We're just Wu-san today. We're cleansing all that negative energy. And we're going to come back tomorrow talking about that team again.
I will say, and I'm going to credit the text line here. I recently went to this place over in Shawnee, Hank's Garage and Grill. The vibes are great. You get a burger, get a beer in a can, get a patio. Next door is a cocktail bar. Low-key, downtown Shawnee is a lot of fun. Like, shout out the text line. Hank's Garage and Grill is a really, really good answer.
You know what? This is what we're going to do. Somebody right now listening knows Hank's Garage and Grill. Can we get Hank to call into the show today? Do you think Hank will call in the show today and we can talk to Hank about his restaurant in Shawnee? I'd love to do that. You know Hank? Have you met him before? Somebody listening right now, tell Hank that we'd love for him to come on the show and to promote his restaurant today. I'd love to talk to him about it. I know they got some kind of special. That's what we're doing today. We're helping people today. We're cleansing our spirit today, Rob. You think I'm joking? I don't like the way you're looking at me. I'm cleansing my spirit. You didn't sit out there back-to-back nights the way that I did watching that team lose repeatedly. You need this. I need this. The city needs it. They're off. I'm off. And we're helping people today during this. 913-586-7965. Tell Hank to call, and we want to talk to him. Coming up on the other side, tonight is game 5 of the NBA Finals. It is tied to a piece. And man, let me tell you, the Pacers, it felt like they let a valuable opportunity slip through their fingers. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Lucas Ersig from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about Sporting Kansas City and what's going wrong. Seems like a lot is going wrong right now with Sporting Kansas City. They fired their manager. He resigned. They're still not winning a whole lot of games. Rob doesn't even talk to me about Sporting Kansas City anymore. Rob put Sporting Kansas City down and does not intend on picking them back up anytime soon. Rob, soccer has to be real disappointing for you right now. You cheer for the United States. They're not really doing so hot right now. Your favorite player on there is just taking time off to reflect, kind of like we are with the baseball team, just taking a little bit of time for personal growth. Sporting Kansas City has not been good in a couple of years or so. Rob, how's your relationship with soccer going right now? You love soccer. Soccer might low-key honestly be your favorite sport, but I get it. You like basketball too. You like football, but soccer might really have your heart. You're wearing a soccer shirt right now. Word to the KC Current. How are you holding up right now with the state of your teams?
I mean, it's rough sledding. I mean, the U.S. men's national team is having their best player fight with the coach, but despite that, they are still a relative success in the Gold Cup, albeit early, but it all seems fleeting. Sporting KC has been bad for about 12 months, and there's a thought that might be getting better, it might be getting younger, it might be taking a step forward, but it's part of that, like, hey, you got to watch the rebuild part of the fandom, which no one enjoys the rebuild as a fan. You respect that there's a process, but when you're going through it, God, you hate it. It's just the worst to be a part of. I mean, the Royals are not creating a fun distraction for me. I mean, it's not exactly a summer of fun here in Kansas City with soccer either. I mean, the Current are a nice reprieve.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to head to Sporting Kansas City to learn a little bit more about them and kind of what's gone wrong this season and what needs to change moving forward. We're going to do that with Daniel Sperry coming up in just a bit. I want to read this story to you guys because I want you to know that your complaining works. Sometimes these teams like to make it seem like we don't have a voice and they don't listen to us and they don't care and they only want our money. Well, a lot of people have been complaining about the production for the NBA Finals. I am one of those people. I mean, I remember when the NBA Finals used to feel very special, and now it just feels like your run-of-the-mill regular basketball game. There's not much different between a regular Friday ESPN broadcast and the NBA Finals, and a lot of people have been complaining, and they want that old feeling back.
Where is it born? The fire, the hunger that grips an individual so intensely, it drives his entire team. Two men lie at the heart of the NBA championship. Each has traveled a vastly different path. Each has pulled his team to the same point in time. Michael Jordan permits nothing but success, a national championship at North Carolina, two Olympic gold medals, three times the NBA MVP, twice a world champion.
My main driving force is to win three in a row, and certainly somehow put myself in the elite category of Magic Johnson and Larry Bird.
Charles Barkley's road has been less satisfying. His days at Auburn brought little glory. His NBA career largely squandered on a team that could not win, yet this year brought a new sense of destiny, a gold medal, a new team, the MVP.
The bottom line, the MVP is not my goal.
If we don't win the world championship, I'm going to be crushed.
Two men, two paths, but one trophy, only one champion.
And then they would start to play that basketball music and get you fired up. You get a quick little live, little quick conversation about the game, and then they would go right into the starting lineup. So it would get you fired up. And now, you know what I'm talking about. Well, Rob, did you know that the NBA has decided that they are going to show the starting lineup tonight for Game 5? This is the first time they've done this since 2013. That they have showed the starting lineups for the game. Now, I'm guessing they weren't showing this as they could show more ads and make more money. Okay. This is what we want for the NBA Finals. We want the feel. We want it to feel big. We want it to feel important. We want it to feel special. Our voices matter. NBA fans were complaining for 2 weeks about the lack of things that you were doing for the NBA Finals. Adam Silver heard us. Adam Silver cares. I am pleased. I will watch the starting lineup today. I'm very curious to see how it works in Oklahoma City. I'm guessing it's a really good time. Game 5 is tonight. Oklahoma City, their backs were up against the wall in Game 4. They were down 87-80 heading into the fourth quarter. They were getting thoroughly outplayed in the first, 42 minutes of the game. Indiana made a basket with 3 minutes and 20 seconds left in the game. Tyrese Haliburton hit a step back three to go up 4. They did not make another shot the rest of the game. They hit one more free throw, and you saw Oklahoma City put down the clamps in a way that helped propel them in Game 4. I'm a big believer that sometimes we only look at clutch as you making a game-winning shot or a play that happens in the last 30 seconds. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander won that game in a stretch that happened in the two-minute mark. You remember, Rob, he hit that big three. They go down the court. They actually get a block on the other end, and then that's when Shai Gilgeous-Alexander hit that little baseline jumper on the side, which he maybe possibly traveled. That's a 5-point swing. OKC took the lead for the first time since the game was 6-5. Indiana called a timeout. They never had the lead again the remainder of the game. You got to give Shai Gilgeous-Alexander a lot of credit. Another player who isn't going to get nearly the national hubbub about him was Chet Holmgren. I thought Chet Holmgren was really important in that game. And his ability to guard all 5 positions and ability to switch whenever they would run screens and still stay with Tyrese Haliburton or still stay with Andrew Nembhard was a major reason of how the Thunder ended up winning that game. They won that game because they turned up their defensive intensity in the final 3 minutes of the game. And Shai showed you why he was the MVP. He scored 15 of the last 16 points. That's the most points that a player has scored in the final 5 minutes of an NBA Finals game since 1971. They put the clamps down defensively. The Pacers didn't hit a basket in the final 3 minutes of the game. They were 0-for-5 with 2 turnovers. And also, they went 1-for-4 from the free throw line in the final 3 minutes of the game. That is a recipe to you losing a heartbreaker at home the way the Pacers did on Friday night.
I also think Rick Carlisle got outcoached in that game. Like, yeah, I mean, the players had to make shots. Like that, sometimes we just say, oh, it's always this great defense. Sometimes players got to make shots, but credit the Thunder. They ran a too big lineup, and you don't see a lot of too big lineups in the NBA in 2025. You don't. Now, part of that's what you said. Chet Holmgren was able to defend at a level we have not seen Chet Holmgren defend in these NBA finals, but they basically eliminated the Pacers on the offensive glass, and they were able to create extra possessions on the offensive glass on their end by having Hartenstein and Holmgren. Rick Carlisle, instead of, you know, fighting fire with fire and saying, okay, screw it, we'll go super small, we'll get Toppin in there for Miles Turner, which I know Drew, who's a big Pacers fan, was clamoring for all night, less Miles Turner. Rick Carlisle just sat there and watched this two big lineup thump him for the last 3 minutes of the game. Like, one of the reasons why Shai Gilgeous-Alexander hits that big three is a big offensive rebound, and that's because of the coaching job the Thunder did. Rick Carlisle, I think, is a good NBA coach. He has an NBA championship from his time in Dallas. He has done a great job with these Pacers teams, but I think in the biggest moment of Game 4, a chance to basically stranglehold the finals, he had a coaching blunder, and now we have a 2-2 series, and everything now is going to be more under the microscope. But you can't have those coaching errors in games of that magnitude.
Yeah, I don't really think that the coaching was maybe as bad as you do. I mean, you had a role player in Mathurin. I mean, he's an 89% free throw shooter. He missed three consecutive free throws in the final 2 minutes of the game. Tyrese Haliburton has hit every big shot. For the last 6 weeks, he airballed a three down the stretch. Miles Turner airballed a three. Pascal Siakam didn't score in the final 10 minutes of the game. I hear what you're saying about coaching. Some of this just has to be on one team better executed down the stretch, and their players simply played better. Chet Holmgren, Jalen Williams, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, they just played better down the stretch than the big three for the Indiana Pacers. I do agree with you. It does feel like the Pacers kind of left the door open for OKC. You had a chance to take a 3-1 lead. Now it's tied 2-2. You're going to have to win one more game in OKC in order to win the NBA Finals when you had a chance to just take care of business in your building because you already stole game one, and that was going to be your pathway to being able to win the NBA Finals. It's certainly not over by any means. I think we could be talking about this series potentially going seven, but I do agree. I think the winner of today's game is going to win the NBA Finals, and I think the Thunder are going to win this out in six. I think they're going to win today. I think they're going to win coming up a couple nights from now in game six, and I think they're going to be crowned champion. I think the Pacers kind of missed their window to win this series. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to head out to Sporting Park. Keep it right here. It's a drive.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.